AP News for Friday, October 22nd, I'm Tim McGuire. Court records include details on the shooting death of a cinematographer on the New Mexico set of Alec Baldwin's movie. Investigators write that an assistant director handed Baldwin a weapon indicating he was okay. Moments later, during the filming of a scene, Baldwin shot and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Fellow cinematographer Andre Semenyuk says Hutchins was a great talent and a good friend.
She truly was this just really bright and upbeat person. And believe me, it's not that many of that type of people out there.
Hutchins was standing behind the camera during the scene and was shot in the chest. The film's director, Joel Souza, was wounded in the shoulder. He was standing behind her. The Supreme Court says the Texas abortion law can remain in effect for now, as a hearing is set for November 1st. Attorney Mark Heron, with the Center for Reproductive Rights, says the way the Texas law was written poses a threat to the federal courts and the Constitution.
Every individual constitutional right is at stake, and so is the Supreme Court's authority to interpret the Constitution for the United States and say what the federal law is.
The Supreme Court, in its order, wants to hear arguments on whether the Justice Department and abortion providers can sue and obtain a court order to prevent the citizen enforcement of that law. Pfizer says its vaccine study on children 5 to 11 years old found the two-shot, smaller-dose regimen is 91% effective against the coronavirus. Dr. Larry Kosiolek, an infectious disease specialist at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, says the vaccine, if approved by early November, most of the children will have both shots before Christmas.
Families that seek their first shot by mid-November, that those children will be considered fully vaccinated by the winter holidays.
This is AP News. The company that plans to bring former President Donald Trump's media adventure to the stock market soars amid a trading frenzy.
Trading had to be stopped temporarily for Digital World Acquisition Corp. after its stock value nearly tripled. It ended the day with a 107% gain. It plans to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group. The new venture is the Truth Social app, with Trump as its chairman. The idea is to challenge Facebook, Twitter, and even Disney's streaming video service. Some investors appear to be believers in Donald Trump's ideology. Others appear simply to be grabbing for a chance at a quick profit. The last time Donald Trump ran a publicly traded company, Trump Entertainment Resorts, it didn't end up well for investors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Trump's casino company lost hundreds of millions of dollars and filed for bankruptcy several times, sticking shareholders with big losses. Fortune magazine says Trump walked away with $82 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.